back now with Day to Day, where contributing writer Brian Unger is having Super Tuesday anxiety. Never mind the presidential candidates. He and fellow Californians also have 7 statewide propositions on the ballot, ranging from transportation to term limits to Indian gambling. Here is today's Unger Report.
There is so much work to do inside a California voting booth Tuesday, it's advisable to bring a sack lunch. At the very least, a candy bar to prevent hypoglycemia as you decide the fate of the Sikwan band of the Kumeyaay Nation. Over ice-blended lattes here, you can hear the buzz about Barack and the hullabaloo over Hillary, but nary a peep over Prop 93.
Proposition 93 is a fraud.
Fraud? That's not good.
Campaign funds for lavish shopping sprees.
I like shopping.
House was raided by the FBI in an ongoing corruption scandal.
Oh, that's not good.
To preserve their opulent lifestyles.
Opulent lifestyles?
To keep the same ineffective politicians on the job.
Wait, what am I voting on here? In California, voters need to go to night school to be informed. Or swallow a mouthful of Dexatrim, drink a pot of coffee as you pull an all-nighter, cramming for the civics test you'll face at the polls tomorrow. Tonight, it's just you and the California Voter Quick Reference Guide. Is this document intended to be ironic? If it is, Secretary of State Deborah Bowen, you are hilarious. This voting guide, meant to help me be informed, to give answers, begins by asking me questions. What is an initiative, it asks? What is a referendum? Well, gee, I don't know. That's why I'm consulting you, Quick Reference Guide, who calls them neither initiatives or referendums, but propositions. Now, where do I stand on the Pechanga Band of Luiseno Mission Indians?
We just reached a historic bipartisan agreement with the California Indian Gaming Tribes, and that will mean billions and billions of dollars over the next 2 decades.
Huh, that sounds good.
Deals that give away too much to the richest, most powerful tribes, and let them calculate what they'll share with the state. When voters get the chance, we're going to say no deal.
That doesn't sound good. Maybe I need to go on a fact-finding mission and visit these Indian casinos, but I don't have time. I got to crash on this transportation funds initiative before morning or I am toast.
Proposition 91 would prevent the state from borrowing money from certain motor vehicle taxes and placing it in the general fund to use for other purposes not involving transportation.
Okay, I think I got it. But if I vote yes, am I voting for not doing it or voting against doing it? Wait, here's a proposition. Even though I have a college degree, democracy in the state of California is overwhelming and above my head. And I worry, should my buddy Josh really be determining state transportation money when he just lost his wallet after leaving it on the top of his car? Most of all, I'm wondering what the hell it is that state legislators do all day. If we're the ones passing the laws, maybe we don't need legislators at all. We should definitely vote on that. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.